Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience.
This is Jack DeJohnette, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the CyberStationUSA.com radio network.
Thank you. Henry Threadgill! Henry Threadgill! Larry Graves! Larry Graves! Roscoe Mitchell! Roscoe Mitchell! Muhal! Richard Abrams! Muhal! Richard Abrams! And our drummer, Jack DeJohnette. And you, Chicago fans, for your love, your heart, and support. Thank you so much. We love you. And I'd just like to say a few more words before we depart. Thank you.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, stay a while, and enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we're at the Newport Jazz Festival talking with drummer Jack DeJohnette. This is his return visit to the Jazz Room. Right now you're listening to Chant from Made in Chicago. In this part two of our interview, we continue, mid-conversation, about the members of his band and much more.
Now, I've been listening you talk about each one of your band members, and you've known them for so long. And they all bring something very special to the table. And could you tell me a little bit about each one of them?
One of these guys are well-established, mm-hmm. you know, innovators and leaders in their own right, you know. And they all write all kinds of diversified types of music. You know, Muhal's written for kind of operas, for, you know, with librettos, singers, and electronic music, you know.
Yeah.
Roscoe's written, you know, like symphonic works. You know, it's not just a jazz format. It's like serious, you know, composition and improvisation taken into its highest level. Henry, of course, has his own group. He had a fantastic group, a trio called Air, which had Steve McCall, who's since passed away, and the great Fred Hopkins. And they were very, very influential as a trio in Henry's of the writing. And Henry also had this invention that he made of hubcaps called the hubophone, just to name a few. So, I mean, of things that they did, you know. And Larry's plays guitar, plays cello and bass, and piano, I got a chance to get to know Larry when I played the Jazz Showcase, you know, some years ago with a special band I organized with Ira Sullivan on trumpet, the great father of Chico Freeman, Vaughn Freeman, saxophone, the late great Jody Christian on piano, and Larry on the bass. And so, you know, I spent a week there playing, and Larry and I got a hookup, had a hookup there, and when this came up, he's the person I thought of. And, of course, he fits like a glove with us. You know?
Yeah, yeah, because when you have people that you've known for so long, and each one of them have their own special thing, talents and what they bring, as you say, they all bring something a little that makes the composition special.
You are in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with part two of our conversation with Jack DeJohnette. Right now, you're listening to this from Made in Chicago.
Is there any track on the CD that has special meaning for all? Any track on Made in Chicago CD that has a special meaning? Or a favorite that...
Not really?
No.
Because it's... I ask everybody to bring a composition. I mean, I wrote one. Oscar bought two. Muhal wrote something. And Henry bought something. Because I wanted each word... You know, I wanted each person as a composer to have a tune so they would be reflected in our performance, you know.
Okay.
So each in every one.
Well,
in this case, what we played, two compositions, written compositions. One, and they said the first one was just open-ended. It's an improvisation. We sit and we listen, like I said before, and then we went into a composition of mine called One on One. Mm-hmm. And then again, we go into the listening space again for free improvisation, and then we ended with a composition by Roscoe Mitchell, which is the opening composition of the Made in Chicago CD called Chen. So we finished concert with that. So, I like it all the whole thing. The whole thing because it's kind of a musical celebration, you know.
Yes. Now, do you have anything coming up, new projects these days,
or anything looking down the road?
What's happening?
Well, I have a recording coming up with my current trio, which is Ravi Coltrane and Matthew Garrison, who are, like family members to me, so because I played with their parents, in various situations, I played with Coltrane and Jimmy Garrison, and Jimmy with Coltrane with Alice, Robbie's mom. So, anyway, we have a trio. We're going to be recording for ECM Records in October. And then I just recorded a solo piano recording.
Really?
For a vinyl, French vinyl label called Nouvelle. And that will be released sometime next spring.
I look forward to hearing that.
The recording with the trio, Robbie, will be coming out next spring. So I'll be doing that. So those are the things that are happening.
Well, yeah. I hope that maybe by next year and you have something else coming, we'll have something else to talk about again.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
For joining us in the Jazz Room, Jack DeJohnette. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This ends our interview with Jack DeJohnette at the Newport Jazz Festival. Learn more about him at jackdejohnette.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter, hashtag at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email through the Jazz Room page of my website, joanwatsonjones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we have, thank you. Thank you. We, we've got two more compositions left for you. Are you having fun? Yeah, we are too. You make us feel real good. It's a pleasure playing for you. Thank you. So, you're welcome. We're going to do a composition that I wrote called The Museum of Time, and then we're going to end with a Henry Threadgill composition called...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. A shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.